Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Becky Brensinger, and welcome to tonight's Eagles Nightly on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Well, it's official. Rookie quarterback Nick Foles will get his first NFL start on Sunday against the Washington Redskins after the team ruled out Michael Vick with a concussion. The third-round pick has been prepared to start all week as he took all of the first-team reps during practice. Now, we've heard from players and coaches all week about their confidence in Foles, and now that his first start is in sight, Foles says that he is more than ready.
We've had a great week of preparation, a lot of hard work, and, you know, I mean, it definitely sunk in and ready to go. We've been, you know, working hard all week and going through the plays, going through the game plan, studying the film. So just really trusting in myself, trusting my teammates. You know, there's 10 other guys, like I've said, out there with me. We're all playing together, so we just need to play within ourselves. Just keep going over everything. Keep watching film. Keep going over the game plan. Play the what-if game. What if different scenarios happen? What would I do in this situation? Get the brain thinking. And I just really, I mean, that's what I'm going to do the next couple days. It really just comes down to going out and playing. I mean, it's football. You just got to trust yourself, trust the throws. Sure, being on time with the receivers is huge, but when you go out there, it's just playing. Right now, feel comfortable. I mean, I just got done with practice, so feel good. Got to keep studying. Come game day, I don't know what it's going to be like because I've never experienced that, but I assume that, you know, there will be butterflies, you know, nerves, but I'm going to keep, you know, working hard, keep studying the playbook, keep, you know, watching film. So the more you know about something, the more the nerves go down. So just preparation. Keep working until game day.
Now, as Foles gets his first start, quarterback Michael Vick will be held out of his first game of the year with a concussion. Vick suffered the injury of the second quarter of last week's game versus the Cowboys, and he has been under the watch of Eagles training staff all week. Now, after practice, head athletic trainer Rick Burkholder met with the media, where he said they're handling Vic's injury day by day.
As you guys know from the past, we have a process that we go through with all of our concussions, and I thought I would just take you through some of the process that we're going through right now with Michael and why we decided to rule him as out today. You know, that we, with this process, the first thing we look at is whether he has symptoms. And right now, he currently has symptoms. He's had symptoms all week since the game. He's had a headache, which has gotten better during the week. He's foggy. He's not very alert right now in terms of he just doesn't have that energy. He's tired all the time. He slept a lot, and he's not getting rid of the fatigue. I would consider him heavy-eyed. You know, when you talk to him, he's not the Michael Vick that I know when he's healthy.
As for the rest of the Eagles' injuries, head coach Andy Reid also ruled out running back Chris Polk with a toe injury and wide receivers Marty Gilliard and Jason Avant with hamstring injuries. However, Jeremy Maclin is listed as probable with his back injury. Now, with Avant out, Reid said that the four remaining wide receivers will all work to fill his role, including the rookie Demaris Johnson. Guard Danny Watkins practiced all week after missing three games with an ankle injury and is listed as questionable. Now, if Watkins can play, he will start at right guard. But if he can't go, Reid says he has plenty of other options, including Dennis Kelly, Matt Tennant, and the newly acquired Jake Scott. Now, while Scott has just signed with the team on Monday, he does have 8 years of starting experience, including 4 seasons in Indianapolis under offensive line coach Howard Mudd. Reid says that if the team were to go with Scott, he has plenty of confidence in the veteran lineman.
Yeah, there's a chance. He worked in part of the rotation, so that's a possibility. Well, for what he did out here, it looked like he was, yeah. He looks like he's in pretty good shape. We put him through a pretty extensive workout, just in case it came down to where he had to get in and play, and he handled that well. So, but you got to go play. I mean, you got to see if that happens. If he's in the game and playing. So I can't tell you, unless that would happen.
In the battle of the rookie quarterbacks, the Eagles have been preparing all week for the 2012 second overall selection in Robert Griffin III. Griffin has had an impressive rookie campaign, including 10 total touchdowns, 1,900 yards passing, and over 500 yards rushing. Former high school quarterback and current practice squad wide receiver Marvin McNutt played the role of RG3 in practice all week, and Andy Reid says that the team is prepared for the talented rookie. With Nick Foles set to take the reins at quarterback, Trent Edwards is now set to take on the role of understudy on Sunday. Foles and Edwards have been great friends since before the draft, and as teammates on the Eagles, they've basically been inseparable, and that's exactly how Edwards described it. When asked earlier in the week for some perspective on Foles' demeanor off the field, Edwards had some insightful observations of the young quarterback.
Yeah, we have pretty close mutual friends that introduced us, I believe his sophomore, junior year in college, and just maintained a friendship through his college experience. We ended up touching base right before he got drafted, had lunch out in California where he was training and where I was living, and then saw him out here before he got drafted and spoke with him on draft day. But, I mean, it's funny because you're inseparable. Like, you have nowhere else to go. I see him more than I see anybody else in my life, and he'd say the same thing to you. But he can't grow a mustache, if you notice that. His peach fuzz above his lip doesn't look very good, and he actually has the second biggest foot on the team. He wears a size 16 behind King Dunlap, so I give him a hard time about how big he is, too. Yep, I think he probably has the biggest helmet on the team, too. I think he's got the biggest head. So, I mean, those things right there are pretty amazing to me, how big he is and the bad facial hair. I think are the things that maybe people wouldn't notice.